Well, good day.
Hi there.
Mr. Stites, nice to see you at the Racine County Fair. How is the campaign going so far?
It's going really well. I mean, we feel like we have a good grassroots support behind us, and just like we have been for the last 2 months, we're out every chance we can, knocking on doors and going to as many events as we can, and just getting to know the voters of the area.
I see. Okay. Some of the questions that we're asking all of the candidates in the recall races are similar, and one of them is, can you name any issues on which you break with the majority view in your own party, that being the Republican Party, and could you see yourself working with lawmakers on either side of the aisle?
Well, I think, you know, one of the things I believe is that we need people in office that have real-world business experience. You know, this is the first time I've run for office. I consider myself, you know, a concerned citizen that sees problems in the state government, and I want to help fix those. I've got 4 young children, and that's one of the big reasons I'm running right now. So definitely, I want to be the type of person that can work with people on both sides of the aisles. You know, I am a fiscal conservative, and unashamedly so, and I believe that that's the right path to go for, you know, to go down. So I will fight and argue for what I believe in, but at the same time, you know, I don't like the kind of vitriol that's going on right now, both in the state and nationwide, and I think most people agree with that. I've got friends that I disagree with politically in a lot of areas, but I can still sit down and have a good, intelligent conversation with them and understand that there are arguments on both sides of an issue, but I happen to believe a certain way, and if somebody disagrees with me, that's fine. I don't hate them because of that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Your opponent is targeted for recall. Mm-hmm. Because he's one of the senators who fled to Illinois.
That's right.
To avoid voting on the budget. Mm-hmm. And the flip side of that is that Republican senators have been accused of being too forceful, too uncompromising. If you were elected, is that the approach you would take, or would you strive to kind of help your fellow Republicans be more compromising?
Well, First of all, I want to say I'm not answering your question directly, I realize, but I think there's a fundamental difference between the Democrats that are being recalled and the Republicans that are being recalled. In my opinion, the recall process and recall elections should be reserved for times when there's a dereliction of duty or an abdication of responsibility. And I think in the case of the Democrats that are being recalled, that's exactly what happened. They fled the state, they didn't do their job, and they shut down the government, tried to shut down the government for the 3-week period that they were out of the state. I think in that circumstance, a recall is appropriate. Conversely, the Republicans are being recalled simply for the way that they voted on an issue. The Republicans were elected in 2010 on a very clear platform that they were going to balance the budget without raising taxes, and that's exactly what they've done. So I don't think that the Republican recall is a legitimate use of the recall mechanism, and I see a fundamental difference there. That said, again, you know, I go back to my previous point that I want to be the type of person that brings people together. But that doesn't mean that I'm going to compromise on what I believe. And if we have the opportunity to make fundamental changes in the state, which is what the voters have demanded, we need to do that. Okay. And we can't water that down just because special interests on the left aren't happy with it.
Mm-hmm. And speaking of recall process, there have been discussions this year on whether that should be changed. Do you think mm-hmm. it should be harder to recall a sitting public official?
I would certainly be open to raising the bar as far as the percentage that's required. I'm not real interested in having some type of